Well, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A World of Deception. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. Those words that Jesus spoke seem to give us the idea that the heart of man is deceitful above everything that we can even conceive. And in our own experience, many of us have been deceived many times. Quite often, the world of commerce says one thing and does another, or delivers another. How many times have we ordered something that appeared to be one thing, but when we actually opened up the package, it was no way near what we had been led to believe. I recall ordering an item for the kitchen one time, and when it arrived, it was such a small copy of what had been portrayed that I immediately packaged it up and returned it to the sender. There are things that we cannot return that are inherently part of what we have become. The word that we give to people should always be a word of truth, a word of integrity. In a world where we have been deceived by the enemy of our soul, we should be a beacon of truth. And I tell you, that truth only comes from the Word of God. God is truth. His Word is truth. As we go about our life in this world that deceives so many, above all else, we want to be a beacon of light in a dark world. Are you that beacon? Will you be that beacon? I implore each and every one of us, and this is directed at me as well, to spend more time in the Word of God, discovering what God says that we are to be, and then be that person. Let no man deceive us, and let us not deceive any man around us, or a woman around us, or a boy or a girl, that we, when we speak, will speak truth, and that truth will come from the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I pray that our words might be words of truth, that our life might be filled with righteousness, holiness, and right standing in your sight and in the sight of those that come around us. I pray that people might rely upon us to be always what we say we are, servants, people that are part of the family of God. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.